Blog Talk Radio
presents applause.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we've got a great show. We've got Rick Levy from the Bok Tops on tonight. When I did my promo, I said Levy, and I knew better, and I'm so sorry. We have Mr. Rick Levy with us tonight from the Bok Tops, and Rick is not only a musician, he's an artist. I mean, he's amazing. He does it all. So I want you guys to join me tonight. I hope you had a great time last night with Greg DiPaolo, bassist from The Outsiders. We played a new song for him, Call Me Anytime. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So with me tonight, as I said, is musician, artist, everything, author now. Author, Mr. Rick Levy. Yes. From the Bok Tops. Hey, Rick, how are you, hon?
Hey, Joanne. Great, dear. Great to talk to you again. I'm guessing the last time we did this was before the pandemic, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. Wait. I think it was when the memoir first came out, and the Bok
right.
Tops had just been inducted. We had just been inducted into the Memphis Hall of Fame.
Yep. I remember.
Yeah. So that's exactly right. Well, I'm great. First of all, you know, before we get into the nuts and bolts, and there is an awful lot to talk about, you know, a year and a half, you know, you can get things done. First, I want to thank, like, all your fans and friends who support your show and listen every week, because I'll tell you, without all these terrestrial and internet shows supporting our music, it wouldn't be there. You know, without you guys, we don't exist. So,
well,
you know,
thank
you.
Thank
you so much. I think the, you know, the 60s, 70s, 50s music fans are the most loyal in the world. I mean, they're still rampant after 50 some years. So you know, like my friend Peter Noon, when I played with him, with Peter, he used to say, they still throw underwear. It's just a whole lot bigger now.
right. Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah,
oh,
but
my God.
And I wanted to thank, you know, the friends and fans of the Bok Tops, because all during the pandemic, you know, we've been doing webinars and talking to our friends and our fans and letting them know when we were going to start, you know, and same for the friend, you know, for Tommy Rowe, although he's pretty much staying retired, he keeps in touch with a lot of people and you know, people who've reached out to me and everything. Just thank you. And one last thing, a super special happy birthday to the Knights Maiden down in Texas.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we're ready to rock and roll.
Excellent. Well, I know you're starting to play again. What's going on with that? You guys are starting to get out there, and what's happening? Everything's opening up. Where are you going?
Yeah, everything's open. Yeah, everything's opening up. We had, you know, all of the band in every genre of music, as you know. I mean, the industry was totally decimated.
Right.
Some places try to hang on a little bit longer. Some places, you know, are still shut down, but things are definitely opening up. We leave, the Bok Tops leave Tuesday. We go to Alaska for a week, and we're doing three land-based cities in Alaska. And so that's great. For the whole band, it's probably the only state that we never played in. And we're looking forward to that. And we have great shows, a combination of some of the, you know, classic packages We have a show with us and Tommy James coming up. We have You're Up Your Way in Westbury, Peter Noon, Gary Puckett in the Box Tops.
Oh, that's going to be great.
We have our American Pop show, which is the Box Tops, the Grassroots, and the Buckinghams together.
Wow.
That's a great show.
Another great show.
It is. And then we're doing what not too many of the other, 60s groups are doing. We take the occasional risk and do some smaller clubs that can potentially bring some younger fans in. And that's been going pretty well for us. We're doing the City Winery in New York City and Nashville and Chicago.
Wait. When you doing the one in New York?
We'll be doing that September 17th.
Oh,
I'll let you know
go.
Of all
I gotta
those
go.
Yeah.
Yes. You gotta let me know.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down.
Let me say now for the fans out there, if you just go to boxtops.com, that's the website, boxtops.com. And on the tour page, it'll list all the venues. I mean, we're on the Flower Power Cruise next year in 2022,
nice.
Which is going to be – this one's going to be, over the top. I mean, we're talking about one of the guys from the Moody Blues. We're talking about the Zombies, the Hollies,
nice.
Procol Harum, the Yardbirds, us, the Cow Sills, the Grassroots.
Oh,
they're going to
be
– yeah, it's about time. I mean,
have some of these guys come over to me so we can talk about this and let people know.
I have told artists about you, and I will continue
please.
To do that, and also send you some of their contact information.
Yeah, that'd be really cool because I love every one of them. Every one of them.
Yeah, and everybody's in the same boat. We're dying to go back out and play. We're all a little rusty around the edges. Although I've been playing locally. A lot of my friends have been playing locally throughout the country, maybe once a week or every couple of weeks just to get the cobwebs out. But the other thing we've been doing with the Box Tops, we're in the midst of recording an album, a CD, that we
nice.
Will have exclusively to sell at our shows.
Oh.
So I'd say we're about three quarters done that now.
Is it new stuff or covers?
No, it's going to be all the hits and
cool.
shows that we do and songs that we do in the show
right.
that were not, like the A-side records.
Right,
so
right.
It's a little bit of a deeper. It's basically so someone sees the Box Top show, they can go home with a souvenir that is pretty much what they saw that night.
Right. Sign them and sign them, too. And sign them.
And sign them, of course. Yeah. So that's going on, and everybody's just trying to get back in the frame of mind of because we all bitch and moan. Oh, we got to get up at 3 and go to the airport, and we got to do this. But now we actually have to start doing that again. And
right.
I think we all missed it. We all really missed it a lot. You know, not doing it.
Well,
and,
when people come to these shows, it's going to be like a celebration. People finally getting out and having
really
fun again.
I think these shows are going to be, just crazy. And, and the acts, too, for the artists to see each other again, because it's like one big fraternity and sorority there, when someone, God forbid, get sick or passes away, we feel it in the whole community. You do
right.
as fans, obviously. You do as fans, but we do as fellow artists,
right.
Like Mark Lindsay from the Raiders, he's kind of put a temporary retirement on. He's having some kind
no.
of problem with his ankles and stuff. Yeah, so Mark's
no.
not going to be on – he's not doing the Happy Together tour.
No.
So maybe he just needs some recuperation time. I don't know, but we all try to stay in touch with each other as much as we can. Even the bands from overseas. Like I was just in touch with the one of the Zombies yesterday, and of course in Europe they're still shut down pretty much over there.
Right.
So they're not expecting to perform till 2022. So we're pretty lucky over here.
Well, I'm glad I had gotten to see them, the zombies over at the Grammy Museum over in Newark, New Jersey before the pandemic hit. They did a little impromptu, intimate little gathering.
So
and they were fabulous. Oh, my God. What I'm telling you, I could put my arm out and just touch them. That's the intimacy of this little place.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it's really
they're really
cool.
Nice pot. Yeah. Colin and Rod are really nice people. And, you know, it's like for me, and I remember saying this in our first interview, Joanne, you know, for me, I never had the big hits myself. I've worked with everybody from Bo Diddley to Peter Noon to Jay and the Techniques to Tommy to the, you know, to the Box Tops and others. But for me to, you know, call these artists now my personal friends, you know, over the years, guys who I look, you know, we're not much older, but, you know, I was learning their songs in my first band, The Limits, back in Pennsylvania, you know.
Right.
So it's like, you know, and now we all kind of support each other, you know, it's like, you know, because we're all grateful that, you know, we can still work and that there's still a good audience out there.
Oh, God, there's always going to be an audience for it. That's for sure.
I think until the last one of us drops, there's still going to be an audience. I mean, and we, like I said, we start seeing, you know, as they even do on, you know, the other act, you start seeing, you know, a generation younger starting to come to shows because they hear all these songs all the time.
Right.
Commercials,
right.
You know, movies and TV shows and everything like that. So it's, you know, it's got an amazing life. And
it'll never die. Your music never dies.
Yeah. It's like, you know, we're grateful. Me personally, I'm very grateful. I've been able to make a career out of it for now 50 years. And meet so many wonderful people. I mean, you meet some people who aren't so great, but that's part of life. But by and large, I mean, you know, I mean, like I said at the top of the show, what you guys do with all the radio shows, whether they're bigger, they're small, or syndicated, or whatever, everything keeps this in people's awareness. You know, it's like, it's just like so important, and it's so gratifying, you know, for us. And and you know, I appreciate you having me on again for sure.
Oh God, I've wanted to have you on for the longest time. Are you kidding me? I gotta let everybody know, how long have you been with the Box Tops now? It's been a long time.
Well, it's an interesting situation. I met Gary Talley. There are two surviving founding members of the Box Tops, Gary Talley and Billy Cunningham, both from Memphis, both with long histories and long pedigrees. I met Gary way back in 96. I was in Nashville doing a TV show when at that time I was playing with Jay and the Techniques.
Yeah.
And as it turned out, back in the day, the Box Tops and the Techniques did a lot of shows together.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this kind of instant, you know, meeting, and Gary and I started talking, and he said that, you know, the Box Tops were thinking about starting to play again. So, you know, being the manager that I've been for a long time, I said, well, you know, let me come down to Memphis, you know, I'll spend my own money, just hang out, meet you guys, see what you want to do. Well, that turned into a 14-year business relationship.
Yeah,
I wasn't playing with them. I was managing them. Because I was playing with Tom. Most of that time, I was either with Tommy Rowe or Peter Noon as a performer. But I booked and managed the Box Tops. And then Alex Chilton died in 2010, who was the original lead singer.
Right.
So Alex passed young. He was only 59 years old.
Wow.
And then we didn't do anything until 2015. And Bill and Gary and I just started talking because, you know, I was telling them, guys, you know, I still get calls. People want to hear the Box Top songs.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
They love the catalog. So, you know, this is now 6 years ago. We got together in Nashville where Gary lives. We did a rehearsal or two. We saw there was potential. You know, the short story is within 18 months, 2 years, we had done the Happy Together tour, Flower Power Cruise, Concerts at Sea. We went to Hamburg, Germany to do a TV special. We got inducted into the Memphis Music Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And, you know, I'll give you an example. You know, it's tough when you lose the original lead singer in any group, obviously.
Yeah.
No,
right.
you can try to get a sound alike, or you can, you know, or you can basically retool the group to present the songs in the most authentic way you can. That's
right.
What we started doing.
Right.
And we were playing out in California, and and Alex's widow, Alex Chilton's wife, but widow, just came backstage afterwards, tears in her eyes. She was saying, "You guys sounded so great. Alex would be so proud of y'all." I mean, it made us all cry, you know. But so, you know, that's the power of this stuff, Joanne. I mean, imagine like getting through the pandemic without any music. I mean, forget that we couldn't see it live. At least we could still listen to it. And, you know, we were doing webinars with the box tops. People could sign up and we'd have, you know, however many hundred fans and the five of Bill and Gary and myself and Mike and Ron. And sometimes we'd have some guests with us and we just shoot the shit. We just talk about the old days, you know, what were our influences, you know, what do we listen to now, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's really nice because, you know, when you go to a cities that, you know, every once in a while or you haven't been there, it's kind of cool that you're going to always have a few fans who have become friends. You know, they're not trying to, they're not starstruck. They're not this or they're just friends. They're just really good people, you know? And that, you know, it's really a nice feeling, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of Germany, you sent me over a version of the letter from the Germany performance. Why don't we play that? You want to play that?
Yeah, it was a great show. It had, it was a big special in Hamburg. Seen all over Northern Europe, and Peter Fonda was on it. Donovan was on the show, and this was our performance of the letter. Yeah,
right. And what year was it again? I'm sorry.
We just did this in the fall of 2018, so about 2.5 years ago.
Not that long ago. Well, let's check it out because I heard a little bit of it, and I think everybody's going to really enjoy this version. Everybody, the letter by the Box Tops from when they were live in Hamburg, Germany, 2018. Check it out. And guaranteed this is fantastic, and this is what you're going to love when you do see them. Check this out.
Absolutely. This is what we sound like.
Yep. This is our goal about.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. Got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going on. Baby, just throw me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Gotta take you back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going on. Baby, just throw me a letter. She wrote
That's pretty damn close, Rick. Pretty damn close. My God.
Yeah. We're a good band. I mean, the Box Tops are really.
The band was solid. The band was solid. You kidding me? The band was so tight. I was talking vocals were. The music.
Well,
was
the vocals
spot
are
tight.
Yeah. You know, and I figure, you know, the first show we play in Alaska may have a couple of little slip ups, but by the second one we'll be right on. But you see, there's five of us that travel in the Box Tops, but we hire horns. We hire a trumpet and a saxophone player at every show because, you know, we decided from the get-go that if we're doing the Memphis music, horns were a big part of that. And that also separates us from a lot of other groups who use like synthesizers and stuff like that.
Right. Definitely. It's more of a better show when you have the actual live musicians playing and, you know, but, they're both equally good. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you have that live full band, it's so much better, you know, so
it's really
more authentic.
It does. And on stage, it really does. When we set up, most of the time the horns are on the opposite side of where I am.
Right.
And I hear them through the monitors and everything. But we were playing the City Winery in Nashville before the pandemic. We're going back there into the one. We're also doing Austin City Limits Live, which will be really cool.
We're
taking risks for an older group, but, you know, it's worth it. But anyway, at the City Winery, the horn, because of the stage setup, the horns were right directly in back of me. And to feel the power and hear, you know, live horns coming right, kicking you right in the butt. I mean, it was really something. So, you know, I understand what you're saying is the audience, that visual and that it's a hard thing to describe, but, you know, there's a difference between the electronic horns and the real ones.
Oh, definitely. I mean, like I said, just as good, but just total different feeling of everything. But now I got to ask you, during the pandemic, you must have went crazy on your pottery. For those of you who don't know, Rick is a beautiful,
thank you for the plug, Joanne.
Beautiful pottery.
Thank you. The main studio, of course, was closed because that's a public studio, and that's where we glaze and fire all the work. I have my own little mini studio I call Glazed and Confused.
No, great.
apologies to Led Zeppelin. But so I got a lot of things done, and then periodically I could take them down to the studio and get them fired. And as you know, what I normally do is I just put them on Facebook. And, you know, I think right now I have one piece here that I haven't sold. Most of them are through music fans and friends and stuff. And I also keep the prices real low because for me it's a labor of love. You know, I mean, and I'm getting better at it, which is cool, you know.
They're beautiful
and
pieces.
That's fun.
They're always beautiful pieces,
thank you,
too. Yeah, they're beautiful.
I'll get a direct message, from somebody. Hey, I saw your show in Cleveland, and I didn't know you were a potter. This piece is beautiful, you know. So that's how you build your network. Same thing I tried to do when the memoir came out, and which is still available. We might as well give it a plug. So
high in the mid-60s,
you know,
right?
Yeah, around the same time that we did our first interview. Yeah, it was that time. Crossroad Press up in Carolina published my memoir, which is called High in the Mid-60s, How to Have a Fabulous Life in Music Without Being Famous. And that goes back to what I was saying, that, you know, I was never the star. I was more the bridesmaid instead of the bride. But it's been a joyful ride. And so the memoir is really a story of growing up, falling in love with this thing called rock and roll, you know, at a young age, finding a way to stay with it, to the fact that now I'm a grandparent, you know, and as most of the artists are, you know, and everything. And yet when we get on stage and plug in, we're back being 15 or 16 years old again, at least in our
minds.
You know?
Exactly.
So
music,
and that's
so funny.
That's the magic of it, Joy. That is the magic of it.
People who don't know. You know what I'm saying? When you get out there,
that's right.
Everything that you've ever had wrong is gone. Like, it's just like a miracle.
It's the most healing thing in the world, you know. I mean, it can be crazy, it can be funny, it can be sad, it can be transcendental, it can be spiritual, you know. But there's a brotherhood and a sisterhood. It's, you know, people say it's just rock and roll. Well, man, it's more than that. You know, all art and music. I mean, there's a zone you get in, you know,
right.
In pottery, you know. In ceramics, as a matter of fact, the first thing they teach you to do with the clay is to center the clay. You must get centered. And that's the same thing in music. You know, when if the band isn't centered together, I don't care how technically good they are, it won't sound right.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so there's that thing of, that's why I'm saying, you know, for everybody that's been off so long, okay, now we got to get these wheels moving again. You know,
right.
They will, with all the bands,
all the bands you mentioned. I mean, yes, once they all get out there, everybody will get out to see them, you know, so it's going to be great.
And you know, and in all the genres, you know, young bands and country bands and rap and all, it's all good. I mean, we need it all back. And, you know, we're just looking, you know, to continue going upward, you know, keep making good music. You know, I'm trying to urge. Actually, speaking of memoirs, I'm trying to urge both Gary and Bill in the Box Tops to write memoirs because they had very, very divergent careers, and both fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And you know, I said, guys, if I can do it, I mean, and I was in a freaking garage band from Allentown, PA. You know, and
Limits still getting together or not?
The Limits got we got together and played live right before the pandemic hit. Yeah,
right. Because I went up.
Pennsylvania. We haven't done anything since the pandemic. We had actually talked about. Because, I mean, I live here and the other guys are still up in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania. But we've all started, believe it or not, writing some songs. At some point we may want to do our, an album or an EP, but something very much in the style, you know, what the Limits were. And the other big, you know, real important band I was with was in Philadelphia, Wax. And that was a progressive band. And, you know, our keyboard player, Robbie Hyman, went on to write Time After Time for Cyndi Lauper.
Yep.
And he formed the band, the Hooters, in Philly. So, you know, everybody's still creating. It's just that, you know, we all had to think of, you know, different things to do for the last year and a half. But I think most people, you know, most of the artists in some way or, you know, shape, a lot of them did virtual concerts on Facebook and on YouTube, you know, which was great, you know, and you had a virtual tip jar and you could make some money because, you know, for the longest time, you couldn't perform anywhere.
Right. I know. Now I got to ask you, what kind of reception you think you guys are going to get in Alaska? What part of Alaska is the show?
Well, there's three cities. Fairbanks is the first one. These are three. This is a good way to kick it off. These are three concerts to fundraisers for the Alaska Peace Officers Association. So that's for injured and otherwise, you know, the whole law enforcement up there in Alaska. You know, we think of it as a foreign country, but it's, you know, it's part of the U.S. It's part of us. And I've done many of these over the years, and they're usually a great time. And, you know, these first shows, you know, everybody's, like you said, everybody's chomping at the bit. You know, they're just dying to get out, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I hope it's just crazy. I really hope it's crazy.
Oh, it's going to be.
We really need it.
I'm picturing everybody to go shit crazy, like, oh my God, you know.
I hope so, man. I wonder, you know, you know, one thing I always, the thing that always got me about like a lot of the 60s concerts is, you know, they're in these beautiful old theaters, which is fine. You know, I said, but there's never any dance room. You know, people want to dance to this stuff, you know, and I love it when we can play like an outdoor show or a family event, a fair or a festival where grandparents, parents and kids can all get up and dance, you know, whether it's to Henry VIII or whether it's to The Letter or whether it's, you know, to Midnight Confessions from the Grassroots, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just like, you know, you want to move when you hear this stuff, you know?
Yeah. That's a question.
People will be ready to move, you know. People will be ready to move.
I had to ask this question to, I don't remember who, but when you guys do the tours together, like the Flower Power cruise,
yes.
When all the groups get together, like now, when the Box Tops play, they don't play just Box Tops songs. They select other 60s tunes, and so do let's say like the Outsiders. They don't only do their hits, they do other 60s tunes, you know what I'm saying? Each band they throw some 60s tunes in there. How do you guys decide for who's gonna pick which band is gonna do it?
If you're doing you know, it depends. If you're doing a package show, like when we do, you know, when we do the American Pop Show, which is the Box Tops, the Grassroots, and the Buckinghams. Mm. Well, we each do a short show, so we all do just our own songs.
Okay.
Now, when we do a full Box Tops show, like we'll be doing in Alaska and the City Winery in New York and stuff like that, well, then we'll throw in, we'll do all Memphis stuff. So we might throw in a Sam and Dave song. We might throw in an Otis Redding song. You know, we might throw in Albert King, some blues. We might throw in some Elvis, you know. Mm. But it's all going to tie in to the history that Bill and Gary have growing up in Memphis.
Right, right.
And that's
cool.
That's what makes it so special, because, like, Bill's dad worked at Sun Records with Sam Phillips.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, you know, man. You know, his kids, they, you know, Elvis came over to their house when Bill was a little kid. It's amazing. It's amazing, you know. And
you're right. He's got some book to write then.
He does, you know, and then Gary going on, you know, in between the incarnations of the Box Tops, Gary, you know, he recorded with Willie Nelson's big hit, You Were Always on My Mind. Gary was on that session. Gary
didn't know that.
And he played, and he toured with Billy Preston, and he toured with Sam and Dave. So we've all got this, you know, we've all got this. I mean, if you take the whole band, the Box Tops group currently, and list the groups that we've toured with, it's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, it's a huge list of rock, pop, and some country artists, too.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Right. What an evening, my God. I love when the compilations, when the concerts are like that. I love that when it's all different acts.
Me too.
I love that.
You know, I love doing shows, you know, when we play with the Hermits with Peter, because I was his band leader for 3 years and I still love his songs and I love the guys playing with him now. They're great. And, you know, you take that, his songs, and then you take Gary Puckett, and then you take us. It's like, you know, you've heard a great night of 60s rock and roll.
There's
just no two ways about it. Same thing with the Happy Together tour or any of these other things. You know, there's, you know, who I'm, for example, who's coming back and starting to perform again, and they're really good. I've heard them. The Circle, who did Red Rubber Ball and Turn Down Day and stuff.
Who'd we have on?
Did you have Dan Danneman on? Did you have Dan on?
I don't think it was Dan. Definitely had somebody on.
Yeah, they're really nice guys. Really, really nice guys.
Oh, my God. I apologize. It's escaping me.
We're lucky, but it you have to work. You have to work a lot harder. You have to work a lot smarter now. You know, don't forget that a lot of these venues, Joanne, the people in charge of the entertainment, you know, might be half our age, you know, because they're booking the venues, all kinds of, they have to be educated. So, you know, part of, you know, and the agency's, the booking agency's job, and in my case as manager, like I'm always doing, as you know me, because, you know, just the way I, you know, I'm always, when am I going to be on the show, Joanne? When am I going to, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm always about marketing. If you don't market it, doesn't exist.
Exactly. And I was going to say the fact that you're playing dual roles too. I mean, my God, and everything else you do. That's what I was talking about earlier. What don't you do? I mean, you're
I get bored easily.
Yeah, but you kind of like I think you really started in the music industry as being on the business end, right? And then
pretty much so. I mean. Yes. I mean, I had the first garage band, you know, in Allentown. We started in like 65 but my uncle was in the business in New York.
Right.
He was
right.
a promo and distribution guy with, and this is all
that.
In high in the mid 60s. It's a great part of the story, how I fell in love with that. And I remember going to his apartment in New York and seeing 45s all over the place and, you know, Billboard magazine and Variety magazine and Cashbox. It just lit a fire, you know. So it's like with the limits, you know, we were only together a few months. We were kids. We were like 15. And I'm saying, all right, guys, we got to record this stuff. We got to go try to get a record deal. You know, well, we did record. We never got the deal then, but – interestingly enough, in the last few years, I've licensed all our material to a great label in California.
Great.
So there's limit stuff, you know, all on the web from the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, you know, so there's stuff out there. And I'm really proud of that because the guys are probably my best friends in the world. We're still really good friends, you know, that's like, ultimately, that was like the family when I
was
going to
say,
you're
always going to be friends. You were family at one point, you know, as the band, you become family. So.
Exactly. Mm. And I think that camaraderie is, and I've told this to a lot of people, and I've told it to Bill and Gary. You know, I said, you know, if my playing career, for however long it lasts, you know, is working, keeping the box tops growing and keeping the legacy good and making it better, I will be a happy camper because this is just a great bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Both as talents, entertainers, and like nobody lets their ego get in the way. You know, it took how many years did it take to get to that point? You know, to put the ego away.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, as long as all you guys from that generation, that band era of the music can still get out there and play, people are still going to go out and hear it. So damn.
I agree. And we've all seen, you know, performers or acts that perhaps we felt in our heart, you know, maybe he or she really should kind of hang it up. They just don't have it anymore. And I understand that drive, you know, it's like when Larry Holmes was finishing his boxing career, he just should have stopped, you know, he just should have stopped. But I think, you know, I've wrestled with that myself. And I said, you know, if I feel I can't do my job, I'll stop doing my job then.
Exactly.
Believe me, I'm the harshest judge of myself. You know, if we as a group felt we couldn't deliver a top-notch show, we wouldn't deliver it.
We just heard it live. It sounded fantastic. It sounded
like
the record.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it's cool.
Yep. Yeah. Now, Nearer to God, tell us anything behind that.
Okay,
Nearer
to God was a song that we all wrote. This was the band in Philadelphia, Wax. I was a student, actually. All except one of us were students at the University of Pennsylvania, and we had a band that got popular incredibly quickly. We ended up playing with the Byrds, Chicago, John Mayall, the Everly Brothers.
Oh, wow.
And then we signed a big record deal. I'm sure you know the name from the Four Seasons, Bob Crew.
Yeah. Yep.
We signed with Bob Crew's label. and we started making an album. And in the middle of the production, the IRS came and shut down Bob's label.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They shut it down. I guess, you know, maybe there was some unsavory people involved in the record business. You know, I mean,
maybe,
that wouldn't be
maybe.
The first time. Yeah, maybe.
As I crush my nose to the left, like make it crooked.
That's exactly. But they were colorful people, man. They were great people. But
yeah.
This song, this is one of the original songs that we recorded, the band Wax, and that's on the internet too. The album is called Wax Elmira Lane, like Elmira, New York, Elmira Lane. And that was me and Rob Hyman, who I told you ended up writing for Cyndi Lauper, and Rick Chertoff, who ended up producing, being a big record producer. He produced Cyndi, he produced Joan Osborne, and a couple other fellas. And Near to God, this was just released on Lightyear Entertainment in California. And this was recorded way back in 1970.
Wow. And it's the name of the band is Wax?
Wax, W-A-X. Yep.
Wow.
And the album is called Elmira Lane. Yeah. Actually, Goldmine. Yeah, Goldmine magazine just did a big article on us in the
really?
I think it was the last issue. Yeah. It's called Where Are They Now? Yeah.
Wow. How cool is that? Wow. Well, I'd love to play this. This is Nearer to God by Wax. And you're going to like it. Check it out. Here we go. Nice, nice. Very moving.
Yeah, real nice.
Very moving.
Thanks.
Yet relaxing at the same time, too. You know what I'm picturing?
Yeah, we had a lot of...
You guys,
go ahead.
The song when you do the box tops?
No, no. That is strictly the band in Philadelphia. We only, since we broke up, which was 1971, we only played once together after that, which was in 2010, when one of the original members passed away and we had a memorial for him. And we learned four or five of the songs and played. But we're all really good friends. You know, we're in touch with, you know, we know each other's families and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And
was
you
that
know, again,
you on
it's
lead,
that,
was that you on lead vocal, lead vocals?
No, no, it's David Kagan on lead vocals.
Okay.
I was on lead guitar.
Guitar. Well, I knew you were on guitar, yeah, for sure. But I didn't know who was singing the vocals.
He's a great singer.
The reason I asked if you play with the box tops is because as I was listening to it, I was imagining it being played live because we just heard live the letter. And here I'm picturing, I'm getting the feeling from that live version that I'm all excited. And then this song comes and it's like a chill moment and everybody's loving it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And it's a great song and it could be, you know, it's almost gospel-y, you know. And,
yeah.
But I always, you know, I always attribute that side of me and to the people I've played with to like my years in Philadelphia, you know, where the box tops were from Memphis, which had its own, you know, obviously Memphis soul and blues and rockabilly and country. And I spent those formative years in Philadelphia with really loving and absorbing that the Gamble Huff, the Delphonics and the Intruders and the Stylistics and
right.
You know, that stuff just knocks me out. Like when I hear, you know, Didn't I Blow Your Mind or If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Oh,
I mean, I still get, you know, I get tears when I listen to those records.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Great stuff.
You know, so I think I got some of that, you know, soul or R&B feel from listening to that and blues because I always love blues. And then the pop stuff from, you know, from everything from, you know, the Beach Boys to the Beatles, you know, Stones, all that stuff.
Right. Cool. Well, I'm so excited for you guys that you're getting back out there and I'm so excited for you to go to Alaska. That's going to be so cool. What is the weather like there now? I've never been.
Hot, warm. I mean, I think Fairbanks is in the 80s.
Okay, so that's pretty much the same thing as our season.
In the summer, yeah, but they only have 2 hours of darkness now at night.
Oh, that's going to freak you out.
It's light like all the time, you know, which is great,
many days
but in the winter
you're going to be there.
Well, we're only with the whole run is a week, Tuesday to Tuesday. And it's a lot of travel, you know, obviously it's a long way away. And then there's distance between the cities. So we're doing three completely different cities, you know, and then we'll be back home around, you know, toward the end of the month, get the rest of the album done. Hopefully by mid to end July, and get that mixed and mastered so we can start, you know, getting CDs out, you know, as we play more, we can have because we haven't had a box top CD of the current group to sell. So that's what we're doing. But it'll have the letter and Cry Like a Baby and Soul Deep and Neon Rainbow and It's All Over Now and Born Under a Bad Sign and we do in our live shows. So people are going to really. You know, people are going to have a nice experience with it. Yeah.
Not only that, they're going to take the show home with them if it's the songs that are on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean,
they're going to take the show home with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, at the beginning, I mean, you know, fans can be a little annoying sometimes. But by and large, they're great. They're there to support us. You know, if someone gets a little too pushy or in your face, you just kind of have to, you know, stand your ground. But most really respect your boundaries and everything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the bottom line is, if, like I said, if the fans weren't there, none of us would have jobs at all, period.
Exactly. Right. Well, again, everybody, they could go to theboxtops.com and check out where
let me give you a couple sites. The Box Tops is one, is just www.boxtops.com.
Okay.
Don't put the in. Just box.
Yeah.
And then for mine, for the book, High in the Mid 60s is available in print, also as a download, and also as an audio book. And that you just go to my my website, which is just Rick Levy, RickLevy, RickLevy.com. And you can click right on the link and it'll take you right to get the book. And I think it's like $7.99 or $8.99, something like that. It's cheap.
Yeah. And it's a great book. It's you get your bang for your buck with it because it's a great book.
Amazing stories. Now, where are you? You're in New York, right?
No, I'm in Jersey, but it's not far.
Oh, you're in Jersey. Okay. Yeah. Because the show in City Winery in New York will be the 17th of September, and there we'll be doing just us, and we'll be doing a long show, close to an hour and a half. And then the next night. The 18th of September is up at Westbury, and that's the Hermits, Gary Puckett, and us.
Oh, that's going to be a good show too.
So that's a great show too. And then, of course, each act, does a shorter version of their show.
Yeah. Oh man. I gotta go. You gotta hit me up and tell me. I hope I can make it.
Right at the top I meant. But people can go, if they just go to boxtops.com, it has the history, videos, blah, blah, blah. But on tour, then it'll list, because we have gigs right now, in Chicago, Nashville, Michigan, Illinois, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Texas, PA, New Mexico.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, and there may be somebody out there who's out in, northern Illinois and would like to see us. If you go on, you'll see, they're playing up in Waukegan. I can see them with Tommy James and Sundells,
Oh, that's another good one. Oh, man. Oh,
Tommy's
so
great.
Glad.
What a sweetheart.
I'm so glad it's coming back. I'm so glad everything's coming back.
Oh, me too.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But, I enjoyed both the songs, that version of the letter I enjoyed very much. It sounded spot on.
Oh, that's great. How was the interview with the, I know Ricky from The Outsiders, the drummer.
Ricky called in last night. Yeah, we had a nice time with Greg. Greg has a new solo release out. It's very good, actually. Did you hear it? I put it on Facebook.
No, but I'll have to grab a listen.
Yeah, it's called Call Me Anytime. It's really, really catchy. He's got a cute good hook in there.
I think they're cruising with us next year.
Yeah, they mentioned they're probably doing the cruise. Yes, yes.
I believe they are.
I got to get on one of those one of these days. One of these days.
They're fun. And this Flower Power one. They're both, the two big ones are the Flower Power and then the Concerts at Sea, and we've done them both. They're both a blast, and the audiences have a great time. You get to know the artists because there's a lot of activities with the artists that are it could be something as simple as trivia, or it could be a little bit of a detailed history of the albums or something like that.
Yeah.
There was one guy on the last cruise, and he was doing a college level lecture, breaking down certain Beatle albums, track by track, and it was fascinating. I mean, it was like taking a college course.
Right, right. Yeah, on the Beatles. Yeah.
They're fun, and then you can get sunburned and drunk and listen to good music. So.
And there you go, right? And there you go.
And there you go, you know. And,
yes, exactly. And, well, Rick, definitely shoot if you can shoot me a message like a week or two before so I know, or I guess
yes,
no, I would
will.
Have to get
I
tickets.
Guess,
I would have to get tickets
will.
Now, right? I would have to order tickets
yeah,
now.
Tickets
if I
are, yeah, tickets are. Matter of fact, I don't think the wineries. I don't think theirs are on sale yet. Westbury is on sale.
Okay.
Now, if you just go to the website, look at the date. It'll have a link right to take you to tickets. So
all
you
right.
don't even have to search for it. You can just go right. It's all right on boxtops.com.
Yep, I was just going to say, boxtops.com, guys, check out the dates that are coming up. They have a full schedule. Get in there. Go check it out. I'm hoping I can. So
we're going to, you know, the biggest thing now is to, you know, everybody stay healthy, get vaccinated, you know, because like the cruise ships, they won't even let you on unless you've had the vaccinations.
Well,
you know?
Can you blame them? I mean, can you blame them?
No, absolutely not,
right.
You know, and
right.
We need, you know, I know it sounds trite. I know it sounds, you know, hippie, peace, love. You know, Jackie DeShannon said it best. What the world
yeah.
needs now is love. You know,
that's
I mean,
right.
all you need is love. I mean, we do need more of it now. I mean, you
more
know,
than
this,
ever.
This, yeah, I mean, people have been hurt. People are getting shot every day. You know, it's like we need. You know, without being political, we just need to start seeing that we're connected. We're connected here. And music is
right.
a good way to make that connection.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, when we're playing out there, I don't care who's in the audience. You could be left, right, center, atheist, communist, Hindu, Jew, Islam. Doesn't matter to me. You know, we want you out there having a good time and enjoying what we enjoy doing.
Exactly. Right. It's all about
yeah.
having a good
yeah.
time and living life and having a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I want to, again, I want to thank you. And as I come across more, you know, when we get back out on the road and I'm talking to more people, I'll tell them about
yeah.
the show and see if any, you know, see who I can send your way for an interview.
Yeah. Tell them to come and hang out. I'd love to talk to them, especially if they want to play some
yep.
music. I love playing music. So.
Absolutely.
You
know? I know. And I thank you for playing you should see the video that goes with that German audio that we played tonight.
Oh,
I mean,
I'll have to check
it
out.
Oh yeah. It's on YouTube. If they just look up Box Tops Germany, it'll come up.
Cool.
I mean, it was a full huge TV production, you know,
wow.
And they were just the sweetest. I want to, you know, we as a band want to go, you know, start seeing what we can do to play over in Europe and the Far East and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, you're on your way.
The hits were hits all over the world. So,
that's
you know,
right.
everybody in the universe knows, give me a ticket for an airplane.
Yeah. But mine, that one and Cry Like a Baby, that one sticks
Cry
out
like
to
a
me
baby.
The most, too.
Cry
and that's
like
been
a
in
baby.
My head.
Yep.
That's been in my head. I can't get it. When I think about the good love you
yep.
gave me, I cry
you got
like
it.
A baby.
Well, and I'll tell you, when Gary starts that song on stage with the electric sitar, people go crazy. I mean,
yep.
people go
I
crazy
because
we actually...
See,
we actually,
I'm getting my music to rest. Sorry about that,
Rick. Your groove on. Getting your groove on, yeah. So I'm gonna. I still got to pack for Alaska. I got all kinds of stuff to do yet.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I'm so
like
happy
I said, we
got to
get our gears back in motion.
That's right, and I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for all the guys, the band. I'm so happy for all the musicians getting back out there again. I wish you guys luck on the tour. I hope to see you when you're out here on the East Coast. And if you want to come
yes.
back on, if you guys need to let everybody know something, let me know.
Yeah, maybe we'll try to do something like the week before we come to New York.
Sounds like a plan.
You
know what to do. You know where we are.
And by that time, you know, I can, you know, I'll either have Bill or Gary on, and we can, you know, we'll make sure you get a copy of the album in advance.
Sounds
and,
great. Maybe we could give it
know,
away to a fan.
Then we could play a couple of things, which would be a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
So the music lives, and thank you, you know, thank you for having me on, and, you know, all you guys out there, however many of you are listening, thanks for putting up with my rambling. We appreciate you. We love you.
Yes, and we love you, Rick. We love you. Everybody, Rick Levy from the Box Tops. Go to boxtops.com to check out the tour dates. Go to ricklevy.com to check out his pottery and the book as well. I mean, you could see everything, right?
Yep.
You could, yeah. So, I mean, just go, and get your tickets and go see the Box Tops. Go get your ticket for an airplane and go
That's
see
it.
The Box Tops. You know?
That's it. All right, sweetie.
All right.
I'll send you a message on Facebook after we get back from Alaska.
You got it, hon. Thank you. Have fun.
Thanks, sweetie. Bye-bye now.
All right. Take care. Safe trip, too.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, these guys, I'm so glad they're coming back up because hopefully we get them all back on the show again. I love hanging out with them, and they're all wonderful. Like Rick said, the bands from the 60s, they're just a family. And when they tour, they all play together, and you get your bang for your buck on that, too. You buy a ticket, and you see, like, five great bands from the 60s and all had number one hits or a one hit wonder or something, but you will know their music. You will know them and just a great time, great music. And no, that music will never die. So as long as these guys can still get out there and play it for us, we need to get our asses to go hear it. So anyway, thank you again to Rick Levy. Thank you so much. And tomorrow, what we got tomorrow? I think we got, Alan, I thought it was Alan Bernhoff. He's an actor. We're going to have him on, and we're going to have some fun with him. We're going to talk a lot of Beatles, too, so that's going to be pretty cool. And then on the 17th, we could have Rick Sudi Karatas, and Rick's got two books out, one on Alzheimer's and one called, I think, Rainbow Relatives. And I figured with Pride, maybe it would be a good idea. Actually, Rick came up with that idea. Since it's Pride, we should come on and talk about the book. So, and also, he's got this song. My God, it broke my heart. My mom had Alzheimer's as well. And so the song really touched me. So very, very good song. And then John B. Bell. Be on the 19th. Those of you on the East Coast who know Z100, he was on in the mornings with Elvis Duran, and I got to ask him what happened because they never said where he went, and I was not happy about that. And I think I stopped listening around that time because I was like, what the fuck? Pardon my French. You listen to somebody for all these years, and then you don't say where they went, nothing. I mean, unless I missed that show. Maybe I missed the one where they said where he went. I have no idea. So then on the 23rd, Bill Kinison, Sam Kinison's brother is going to join us. That's going to be pretty cool. And then Scott Mayotte is coming back. Sean Mayotte, pardon me. I'm reading my doctor's name is on the calendar here. Sorry. Sean Mayotte will be back on the 27th. He's got another book out, amazingly, after he just put one out unbelievably quick like that. I don't know how he did it, but he did. So that's going to be pretty cool. And, I guess I better start booking for next month. It's almost that time. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Well, I hope you guys all had a good time tonight and enjoyed that version of the letter from Germany live. And, again, go to ricklevy.com. RICKLEVY.com for his book, High in the Mid-60s, and also his pottery. And then for tour dates, obviously, for the Box Tops, go to boxtops.com. And you can get the tour dates. And it sounds like they're hitting everywhere in the country. So check it out. They just may be coming to you. And you'd be lucky if they did because you would have a great time. I mean, the music and the guys are just so nice, too, and they get up close and personal with you, folks. You can actually meet them at these shows, which is really cool. And like they said, everybody's – it's a big family, and it's a lot of love is there, and it's so nice. It's so nice. So I'm feeling like – what do I feel like tonight? What do I feel like tonight? Let's do the vehicle. Yeah. Ides of March vehicle. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow with Alan Bernhoff. Have a good night. Take care. Thank you, Rick Levy. Take care from the box tops. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hop inside my car. Got pictures, got candy, I'm a lustful man. Take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Take it to a Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got ya, have ya, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ooh, I'm your vehicle, babe. Don't you know I love you?
Love
I need you. I want you. Got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ooh. You know I love you.
Love
I need you. I want you. Got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.